Jeez.
You want to continue? Sorry about that. So let's first start with the transfers and all of that, and then you can go into the systems.
All right, Mr. Chair, I wanted to just briefly talk about the use of trunk highway funds for lab activities, just because I know Senator Dibble in particular had some questions about that. So I just wanted to state that this has been the case for many, many years, and I understand some of the concerns that have been expressed. But as I mentioned previously, the lab director has indicated that for the 29 years he's been with the BCA, we've always received trunk highway funds for use in paying toxicologists and for DWI testing activities. So I just wanted to make sure that people were aware of that. We're happy to answer any questions. I also wanted to address briefly, I think because partly of what we've testified to about the strains on the laboratory, there's been some confusion about the impact that the closing of the St. Paul lab had on the BCA and how that relates to our request for additional funding. And first of all, the St. Paul crime lab received requests for testing services from Anoka County, the City of St. Paul, Dakota County, and Washington County. So they didn't only serve the City of St. Paul. And to back up a little bit, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is a laboratory that serves the whole state. And we have an obligation to serve the state, whether there are regional labs or city labs that develop or if there aren't. So if any lab closed, we would not have the ability to turn those cases away or ask them to pay for services unless they willingly entered into agreements with us to do so. We had planned to bring forward the proposals we have for the increase that we're requesting for the BCA lab before the St. Paul lab closed. And I think some of the confusion came because we indicated in our testimony and in our written documents that after the St. Paul lab closed, our requests for testing increased by 55%, which put a difficult situation even worse. And so, and also I just wanted to indicate that the City of St. Paul is paying for two scientists right now to do the testing on their specific cases. So I don't know if there are other questions about this in particular. I can move on to the use of DVS funds how that came about, the request to use DVS special revenue funds for the system, if you'd prefer, and then we could give you an overview of the systems that are in need of replacement. That sound all right?
Yeah, I'm curious that the City of St. Paul is paying. Does Minneapolis have its own lab?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Minneapolis does have its own lab, but they are actually have a contract with us for four scientists to work on DNA cases only that come out of the City of Minneapolis.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lance.
Deputy Commissioner, is the contract with St. Paul, does that cover, is that enough, those two lab folks? Is that enough to cover the cases coming out of St. Paul?
Deputy Commissioner Ellison.
Senator Latz, I don't believe that it is. I would ask Mr. Dulwich to come forward and he could provide greater detail. They agreed to pay for two scientists at the BCA lab in order to handle specific cases, specifically the retesting of cases that are being requested as a result of the lab closing. But I'd ask Mr. Dulwich to expand.
Mr. Dulwich, welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Frank Dolish. I'm the lab director for the BCA lab. The two positions that we have an agreement with St. Paul, and that agreement was just signed. It'll probably be several months before we get these people hired. If we can get trained people, they will be a help right away. If we have to get trainees, it might be as much as a year before they're going to be of any assistance in that area. To Senator Latt's question, we're hoping that the two positions will be enough to handle the cases from St. Paul PD. And the agreement is that that's what they'd be working. That doesn't cover the other Ramsey County communities that used to send their cases to St. Paul PD, or Dakota County or Washington County who were also sending cases to St. Paul PD who are now sending their cases to us. And as the commissioner mentioned, we had this need even before St. Paul closed their lab, and the closing of the lab has just exasperated the situation we find ourselves in.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lance.
Mr. Dolish, so if the two positions are intended to cover what will be the stream of ongoing new cases that need testing, it sounds like what you're saying. But so what I want to know is who is paying for the retesting of the St. Paul cases, and who is paying for the other jurisdictions that used to be analyzed by the St. Paul lab? Was the city of St. Paul, maybe you don't know this, but was the city of St. Paul paying for analyzing the Washington County and the Dakota County and the Ramsey County lab cases, or were those counties reimbursing St. Paul for something? And if so, are they now going to be reimbursing the BCA?
Mr. Dolish.
Chair Pabar, Senator Latz, those counties and other jurisdictions in Ramsey County, and in fact in some other counties, were paying the city of St. Paul to work their drug cases. Those jurisdictions that are now submitting to us are not paying us for doing their drug cases. There is no mechanism for us to charge any jurisdiction for the work that we do for them, be it Minneapolis or St. Paul or Duluth. We offer our services, as the commissioner mentioned, to the entire state and don't turn anybody away. The other question you asked had to do with retesting. For the most part, we've absorbed that in our budget, and part of the reason why we have such a backlog at this point was not only the increase in cases that are coming in, but also those retest cases. St. Paul PD did pay for some overtime to do some of the retest cases, but it didn't cover nearly what we invested in doing those retest cases.
That doesn't seem entirely fair.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dibble has it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Senator Lutz, I think that what this raises is a policy issue about charging local jurisdictions for the services that the BCA provides. And that it has been the longstanding practice for us to receive funding for the BCA from the state taxpayers and offering that service without charging locals for the services we provide through the lab. So if the legislature would decide to change that practice, I'm sure we'd hear from a lot of people, and we would need to give that some consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Latz.
But it sounds like there are some instances in which that policy is not being observed. Minneapolis is paying specifically for four scientists to do DNA analysis. St. Paul's going to be contracting with you for two positions for their lab work. And the retesting that was made necessary by St. Paul Lab's failure to maintain a proper lab in the first place. I understand the bigger policy question, and you know, it sounds like Washington, Dakota, and Ramsey counties may be picking up a budget savings by St. Paul having closed their own lab and shifting the costs onto the state BCA, and that's sort of a separate question, perhaps. But
Mr. Chair,
Deputy Commissioner,
Senator Latz, what has happened over the years is that some local jurisdictions have requested bonding money and funds to or funds from their county or for the city to open up their own laboratories. We have found ourselves in the position sometimes of competing for scientists. As Mr. Dolish mentioned, it takes a long time to train scientists, particularly DNA scientists. There's been a frustration on the part of some local jurisdictions because they want their cases to be handled more quickly. And so in the case of Minneapolis, they wanted the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension to give their cases a higher priority. And the situation that we were able to work out is that, okay, you pay for four scientists that we aren't able to provide because we have a limited budget, and then those scientists would then give priority to City of Minneapolis cases. So there's a...
Deputy Commissioner, we're going to have to stop for a second. The Senate needs to vote again, so let's take a brief recess.